Dan, one of the questions that came in from the audience was, what about adjuvant online in colon cancer? We know from our patterns of care study, and Peter Ravin will tell you, that it's used routinely in breast cancer and not that much in colon cancer. Do you think it's a valid tool in colon cancer?
Sure. I think putting people in a ballpark about what their risk is permits you. I think when you talk about adjuvant therapy, the patient has to know what is their baseline risk, and then you have to tell them not only the relative risk, but the absolute. There are many groups, for example, and I hate to say it, but the NSABP was one of them at one time, where toxicities were always expressed in absolutes and benefits in relative terms. And most journals now force people to express it both ways, because a relative risk might overestimate benefit, whereas an absolute toxicity benefit of 2 to 4% might be a 100% increase. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fair to express it in every way, as long as the patient can understand that and pick. And I use pie charts, in a sense, to show here's how much the surgeon did, here's how much you know your comorbidities are going to do to you, and they have a visual sense of how big the pie slice is.
We see that every day in the cardiovascular reports. You read the newspaper, they said the risk is, you know, 50% higher, but what they're talking about is a risk of 1% going up to 1.5%.
Exactly.
Still minimal.